This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Crowds celebrated in Gabon after mutinous soldiers said Wednesday they were seizing power in order to overturn the results of a presidential election seeking to remove the president whose family has held power for 55 years. A dozen uniformed soldiers appeared on state television and announced that they had seized power. The coup attempt came about 1 month after mutinous soldiers in Niger seized power. Russian officials accuse Ukraine of targeting six Russian regions with drones Wednesday in what appears to be the biggest drone attack on Russian soil since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine 18 months ago. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Russian mercenary leader who was buried in St. Petersburg on Tuesday, this is 6 days after the unexplained private jet crash that is believed to have killed him. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda with more.
Secrecy surrounding the arrangements for the closed funeral meant it could not be turned into a large-scale show of support for the man whose massive mutiny in June amounted to the largest ever threat to President Vladimir Putin's rule. Putin did not attend the ceremony, according to the Kremlin. Russian authorities have not said why the plane crashed, and the Kremlin has rejected speculation that Putin ordered Prigozhin's death over the mutiny as a, quote, absolute lie.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Florida residents living in vulnerable coastal areas have been ordered to pack up and leave as Hurricane Idalia gained steam in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico and threatened to unleash life-threatening storm surges and rainfall. Idalia strengthened to a Category 2 system Tuesday afternoon with winds that evening of 105 miles per hour. This is VOA News. A wildfire burning in northeastern Greece for 11 days destroyed an area larger than New York City. The European Union-backed Copernicus Climate Change Service said on Tuesday. Reuters' Fiona Jones.
Fueled by gale-force winds and hot weather, the fire that began near the city of Alexandroupolis quickly spread across the Evros region. It killed at least 20 people last week, making it Europe's deadliest blaze this summer. A European Commission spokesperson outlined the body's relief efforts.
We are facing the largest wildfire ever recorded in the EU. In this context, we have mobilized 12 aircraft from our rescue fleet, together with over 400 firefighters and 60 vehicles.
Aircraft and hundreds of firefighters from Serbia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic and Albania are battling the flames.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with Costa Rica's leader on Tuesday to talk about challenges near and far, including the toll that irregular migration is taking on the small Central American nation and the challenges posed by China's global ambitions, which rely on technology fueled by semiconductors. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
It's been used for more than 15 years to commit online crimes, including
President Joe Biden was quick to note Tuesday at the White House that the U.S. and Costa Rica have strengthened the relationship in the past year.
Just over a year ago in California, we stood together with partners across the region for the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection. You've done an incredible job since then. You've been a great partner.
Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez echoed those warm words.
Costa Rica has been and shall remain one of the strongest allies in the world regarding your economic and security interests that are our own.
And the White House says the two nations align ideologically. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Crews in Hawaii have all but finished searching for victims of the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century, and it is still unclear how many people perished. Authorities said Tuesday the count of the dead stands at 115, 3 weeks after the fire devastated Maui's historic seaside community of Lahaina. An unknown number of people are still missing. Officials suggest that responders likely have already recovered any remains that are recognizable as such and that they're shifting the response to focus on removing hazardous waste and making this area safe for residents to begin returning there. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.